The first headline would be the disgraceful behaviour towards the international Samud flotilla by the rogue state Israel.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I've been following the coverage of that, and all the major news networks have a story on it that I guess proves the point that it is a effective strategy, and that it does get Palestine and expose Israel to the world at large. And it was interesting to see the Israeli ambassador to Australia, Hillel Newman, be hauled up in front of Parliament and talk and get a talking to. But what's her name from the 7:30? Sarah
Ferguson.
Ferguson did her usual sort of, you know, quote unquote.
I'm a tough cookie.
Yeah, that sort of thing. But actually, it was interesting to see that a lot of his propaganda wasn't getting through, because he kept trying to say that the IDF carried out the operation with great sensitivity.
What a load of crap!
That actually the maritime blockade was legal, and so he kept trying to push these and
none of those things are true.
None of those things are true, right? But the
provably not true.
The interesting thing about the program was that on the tail end of the program, after Newman was not able to get his line across really well at all, because Ferguson, to her credit, was pushing the fact that if Itamar Ben-Gvir had such an obvious record of this sort of behavior before, then was his appointment a mistake on behalf of the Netanyahu government? And a line of questioning that he was unable to respond to. And then after the program, they had, I think his name was Chris O'Connor. It was one of the Australian participants' father on the program, saying how proud he was of his daughter, how notwithstanding the threats of violence and the intimidation tactics that Israel was going to deploy, that she was still willing to go ahead on the flotilla, and that actually all her correspondence post capture disproved what Newman was saying, that actually they were, the flotilla participants were
treated really badly.
And I mean, it's impossible to refute after the evidence that you see, even on mainstream media, of the video that Itamar Ben-Gvir posted. And it was interesting reading some of the Israeli commentary on it. So the former Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett, who's currently Netanyahu's political rival, published a detailed proposal on X on Wednesday to improve Israel's image in response to the international condemnation.
Not to actually change their behaviour.
Right. And Bennett called in the post for a, quote, powerful national Hasbara authority and a consciousness war room, and blamed Israel's Hasbara disaster on Ben-Gvir. Bennett concluded the post by saying that soon good days will come. It's important to note that this political rival, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, the political spectrum, even the ambassador to Israel, from Israel to Australia, was saying, you know, while in Israel we have a strong democracy that, you know, both left and right get to have their say. Well, actually,
put their tutus on.
Yeah, well, actually, Naftali Bennett, throughout his entire career, almost has repeatedly called for the murder of Palestinians. And in 2018, he had said that, quote, or he'd already killed a lot of Arabs in his life, and there is no problem with that.
Well, at the same time, I don't know if you're aware of this, but in England, there's a particular group of people who are keeping an eye on a particular thing that's happening there, which is that Zionists are actively creating land sales for English Jews to go to, well, I presume not Jews, I suppose Zionists, to buy land, Palestinian land in the West Bank as we speak.
Yeah, and we see that sort of replicated here. Not that long ago, a couple of months ago, there was a similar activity taking place in Victoria.
So it's entirely two-faced. Entirely two-faced.
That's right. And this is all while in Lebanon at the moment, at least 3,000 people have been killed, and over 9,000 wounded since the Israeli attacks were launched on Lebanon on March the 2nd. It's all according to the Lebanese health ministry. Over 16 people were killed and 35 injured in Israeli attacks across southern Lebanon from Wednesday alone. So we're seeing a spreading of the violence across here, with what doesn't get counted on the mainstream stories when you get someone like Hillel Newman talking about that actually there's established aid channels that people can, you know, funnel aid through or whatever. We're actually seeing the lowest number of aid getting into Gaza in a long time.
People are starving to death. People are literally starving to death in Gaza at this moment. I mean, when I was a child, they showed, because I went to Catholic school, we had these mission boxes with the starving faces of Biafran children on them, on the sides, which is extremely disturbing as a child to me. And it should be. These are the pictures that we're not seeing of what's going on in Gaza. And for these frightful buffoons to be going around the place acting like, you know, it's all okay and it's a talk fest. It's actually not. People are actually dying, and more power to the arm for the international Fatila, Samud Fatila people. And as they constantly point out, what's happened to them is a mere fraction of what appears to be just ordinary behaviour from Zionists in Israel to Palestinians.
Yeah, and that's right. That was the main comment that was being talked about, was that actually, if this is what you see on camera,
yeah,
what do you see not on camera?
It's quite sickening. One of the things that is been preying on my mind this week has been this connection that is being made with the Forever War, the war industry that is constantly being promoted by the US and the moneyed class, and is perpetrating a wrong on the Australian community as they create manufacturing outlets across rural Australia, purporting to provide jobs, safe jobs, but in the defence industries, but in actual fact it's the warmongering industry, that by creating an industry around warmongering like this, they are taking all the resources away from dealing with the environmental issues that the world is facing.
That's right. And I mean, there's been pushes for the Labor government, especially the Victorian one, on the precipice of an election, from unions like the AMWU, with State Secretary Tony Mavromatis calling on the Albanese government to impose comprehensive sanctions against executive members of the Netanyahu government, and bringing and beginning to form the larger part of an anti-war sentiment inside the union movement, which is well overdue. In terms of, if we're going to talk about the inflation, then the inflation's coming from somewhere.